Welcome to the June 10th, 2007 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today we have a special service entitled, In Praise of God, a Celebration Through Music. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning. It's good to see everybody this morning. Several announcements that we want to have this morning as we get started, as we're getting settled. Mr. Roger Jones got an announcement from Mountain Outreach. Mr. Roger, come on.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. All right, I love it. I got a message from Randy Weeks. He sends his best regards. They just came back from their youth camp, had 250. But we had a good chat. He and I are kind of communicating about weight problems. So he's working on it for his end, and I'm working on it for mine. But he wants to send his best regards to Barbie and Alice Wilson. So guys, know that he's thinking about you and praying for you. He still talks about the wonderful time he had here. And Raymond, he says he owes you a phone call. Where are you? All right, good. I'm here to talk to you this morning about Mountain Outreach. For those of you visiting with us, Mountain Outreach is a church-wide project that we have each summer. We go to Kentucky and build a house in a week's time and furnish it. And that's what I'm going to be talking about here. Sign-up sheets are out in the hall down here in front of Smith Hall. For those of you who are planning to go with us, well, you need to get your names on the list. For those of you who are giving food items, you need to do that. And for those of you who are desiring to give household goods, we need to know that. Our youth are helping me on the pickup. They did a great job yesterday. James Edmonds, Tim Summers, and Carson Smith made three pickups for us yesterday, and we're thankful for that. Thank you, guys. Boy, it's bad. I ordered materials Tuesday. Spent over $11,000, so you know that we got to get our commitments on in here. We have a goal of $24,000. We have $15,840.89. So I need your help to make this happen. And those of you who didn't get Don Wilson a birthday present for his 60th birthday today, you can make a contribution in his name. We're working on the tool bus. If you'd like to help us, call me, and we'll set up a time that you can help out there. This is an important part of project for us, and we are just a little bit behind on our money goals, so I'm asking you now. Next week I'll be begging you. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. We do want to say a special welcome to all of our regular members and our guests this morning. We want to make sure who was here. You have pew pads on the inside out of every pew. We invite you to sign those, members and guests alike. We've person in, that has it or maybe sitting on it, if you could get it started, send it down the pew so everybody has a chance to fill out your name and appropriate information. Send it all the way to the end. When it gets to the last person, if you could send it back so everybody has a chance to do that, that would be great. We do ask the first person who signed it, when it gets back to you, if you could rip those pages off so our ushers can pick those up at the end of the service, that would be very helpful. I want to recognize Don Page. Come on up, Don.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning again. You didn't hear Roger? I think they did down the road. We have the church golf tournament we're going for next weekend. I know it's Father's Day, and I know that there is a special lady in this church getting wed next Wednesday, next Saturday. We're still going to shoot for 8 o'clock. I talked to Grandview Golf Course, and we have the course. If we have enough teams to play, a couple of you have already told me you're ready to play. We're shooting for 8 o'clock next Saturday. We'll also be playing with Pofftown Baptist. We'll have a group out there playing. So I'll be taking bets. My cell phone number. God. Are we awake today? Yes. That was funny in the shower this morning. But like I said, just let me know. Jeremy Cobble is not here, but you can let him know. We'll be making some phone calls this week to try to get enough people to play. So if you want to play, let me know after church, and have a good day.
Thanks for that glimpse into your life, Don. We appreciate that. Other announcements I'll draw attention to, in the insert of your bulletin, you will find the schedule that's going on this week. Today at 4 o'clock, our family ministry team will be meeting. That's our preschool, children, youth, and family councils. We'll be meeting in Smith Hall, so come for that. Also tonight is our life service. Just about everybody that's usually led in the life service, except the committed few, Miss Mary and I, will be here tonight. Everybody else is going on vacation, so it's going to be an exciting night. So we want you to come and support the life service tonight at 7 o'clock, and we appreciate you coming. And it'll be an experience that you will not forget, that's for sure. The Youth Bible, Summer Bible Study is beginning this Tuesday night, 7 to 9 in Smith Hall, so we hope that you come. Also, day camp begins for our children. That's for the youngest in the nursery all the way through our 5th and 6th graders. So you're invited to come to be a part of that. We desperately need volunteers to help make this event possible. So if you're able to help to help teach or just to help assist in teaching, feel free to talk to me or talk to Bryn about that. I think that's all the announcements. We do want to say a special welcome to our guests this day. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now that they have a packet of information that they would like to give to you. You have already graciously given us your name and other appropriate information on the pew pad. We want to give something back to you just to tell you a little bit about us. So if you're a guest, we ask you just raise your hand as the ushers are coming down the aisles now. And take one of these packets. You will find a letter from our pastor as well as information about what's currently going on in the life of our church. This is a wonderful place of God, as you will see. It's very gifted. God has blessed us in many ways, as you will see this morning. But through Mountain Outreach and through our music ministries and through our various ministries to families and all throughout our church, this is a great place to serve God and to find God. So we pray that this hour of worship will be a blessing to you. As we begin our time of worship, you will find at the very beginning of front of your bulletin the invitation to worship. This responsive reading that comes from Psalm 96, verses 1 through 9. This is a responsive reading, and I invite you to stand now. I invite you to read the dark print aloud as I read the light print. Sing a new song to the Lord.
Let the whole earth sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Each day proclaim the good news that He saves. Publish His glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does.
Praise the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be revered above all gods.
The gods of other nations are merely idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Honor and majesty surround Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary.
O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong.
Give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come to worship Him. Worship the Lord in all His holy splendor.
Amen. You may be seated. Will you pray with me? Father, on this side of heaven, we lift up your name through the ringing of the handbells, through the singing of songs, the reading of scripture, and through prayer. And as beautiful as it is, we know that it is but a glimpse of what worship will be like in heaven. For those who call on your name, when we get to heaven, oh, what a place that will be, with beautiful music, worship, and glorifying your name. But Father, you have given us so much that we can't wait for heaven. We have to start today. We have to give you our worship today. So let everything that is done in this place lift up your name. May every word that is spoken, every instrument that is played, every song that is sung, be for you and you alone. For only you are worthy. Hear us as we worship. Be in this place, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Omega, the Creator, infinite and loving. He is our Father, our refuge, and our rock, who leads us faithfully. He is the Holy One, Him who is able to do more than all we ask or imagine, the Lord our Maker, Lord of all the earth and King of heaven.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
He is Emmanuel, our High Priest and Redeemer, the chosen and precious cornerstone, firstborn over all creation, our hope, King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, Savior of the world.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Breath of the Almighty, Spirit of life, Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and power, Advocate and Comforter, Eternal and invisible, Spirit of healing and unity.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
The just and mighty one, the majesty in heaven, the exalted God, the faithful God, I am who I am, God.
Praise the Lord to God, our praise be God. Thank you. The scripture that I'll be reading is from Colossians 1:15 through 20, and then Philippians 2:5 through 11. Listen closely, as these passages are believed to be early church hymns, and as I read this, I'm sure you will hear several words that we will be sung today. First Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. In him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may be preeminence. For it is pleased the Father that in him all fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And if you turn over to Philippians, second chapter, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which also was in Jesus Christ, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those of earth and those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God and the Father. May God bless all those who hear this word.
He is the rock of ages. He is the rock. sure foundation. I will put my trust in the strength of the Lord.
I will put my trust in the Lord.
My hope is built on nothing less. Sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Jesus' name. He is the rock of ages,
He is the rock, the chief and cornerstone.
He is the rock, He is the sure foundation. I will put my trust in the strength of the Lord. He is the rock, 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 He is the rock of ages, He is the rock, the chief and cornerstone, He is the rock, He is the sure foundation. I will put my trust in the strength of the Lord. I will put my trust in the Lord.
In case you haven't looked ahead in your bulletin, it says, please respond to each truth about God with the following response. Make His name glorious. Because He is the bright and morning star.
Make His name glorious.
Because He has conquered death.
Make His name glorious.
Because He has set us free.
Make His name glorious.
Because He is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. Because we are His people, and He is our God.
Make His name glorious.
Because He so loved the world.
Make His name glorious.
Because there is no other name under heaven which can save us.
Make His name glorious.
Because He inhabits the praise of His people.
Make His name glorious.
Because He will share His glory with no one.
Make His name glorious.
Because we will live in His house forever.
Thank you. pray with me, please. Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to have this opportunity to come here today to praise you and to worship you. We thank you for this loving and caring congregation. You've blessed College Park in so many ways. Today we especially want to thank you for your gift of music. We thank you for all the members of our choirs, the leaders, the musicians, and for Mary's leadership of our music program. May this music be used to honor and praise you. We also thank you for these young people who will be coming to serve as summer interns. We thank you for their willingness to serve and ask that you guide them and bless them in their service. We now have an opportunity to give back to you through our tithes and offerings. Please take these gifts as well as our time and our talents and use them to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Praising God with our lives. That's the part of the worship we are in at this moment. It's a question, do we just worship on Sunday mornings at 10:45 or 11 o'clock? What is worship? The scriptures are very clear, as you will see in a familiar passage. It comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. Hear God speak. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual, or reasonable, as might be translated, act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. It is a question we often ask, what does God want with me? What does God want out of my life? What's God saying to me? I can't seem to quite hear Him. This passage reminds us of how clear God's will is for us. He wants us to live for Him, to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, not just Sunday mornings at 10:45, but every day, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning. Every day we have to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. Not to be caught up by the world, but to focus on God. Then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. Throughout this worship service, we have been reminded of how amazing God is and that He calls us all to praise Him with our lives. We have two who have come this summer who have decided to put that into action. Our summer interns, Bryn Hobson and Sarah Patterson. I'm going to invite you guys to come on up and stand with me here. They have decided to try to test and approve what God's will is. Ministry is sometimes glamorous, but not very often. It is often hard work and behind-the-scenes work. And these two have felt God calling their lives possibly into ministry. And I am pleased that they have decided to join me here. We're going to spend just a few moments as a congregation commissioning them, blessing them, and encouraging them. The days that are coming will be fun and challenging and meaningful. But these two are not the only ones who are called this summer to be on mission. We are all called, as Romans 12 reminds us. So as we pause to pray for these two, I wonder, how may God may be moving in your life? And as we pray for them and commission them to do God's work, how has He called you and I to do His work? Would you pray with me? Father, on this glorious day, as we have heard Your praises sung and lifted to the heavens, it is almost too much to take in, to consider that we shouldn't even be able to say Your name, for You are so holy and we are so sinful. We are so imperfect, yet You are so perfect. And in Your mercy and Your grace, You have called us to come alongside You, to be Your hands and Your feet in this broken world. Father, we are reminded we are to praise You with our lives, our very beings. Every step that we take, every breath that we are given is a gift. Help us to be encouraged this day to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, completely given over to You. Father, we have especially set this time aside to pray for Bryn and for Sarah as they are trying to test and approve what Your will is for their lives. Bless them, we pray. Give them the wisdom. The wisdom to know what to say. The wisdom to know how to say it. The wisdom to stand up and the courage to say what is true and what is right. Give them Your power. Give them Your strength. Let them know that they are not alone, that it is You who is working through them, making a difference in other people's lives. So bless them, we pray, and call us all to Your service and to Your work. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
am a firm believer in the fact that you cannot worship and truly worship without it making a difference in your life. Worship demands a response. You cannot realize who God is and who you are in relationship to Him without responding. And it's not a five-minute response. It's a life-changing response. And so I would be remiss at the end of a service dedicated to worshiping God if I did not give you a chance to respond. And so we're going to sing the first and the last stanzas of hymn number 425. And this is your opportunity to respond, whether you respond just through prayer, praising God for who He is, whether you want to make that life-changing decision to follow Him, whether you would choose to join this congregation and to serve Him together. Now is your opportunity to do that. If you would please stand and sing with me.
Thank you.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.